Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's certainly a lot of attention around the coronavirus right now. As you know, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, we have taken some steps to help prevent the spread of any virus. But I'm sure you've also seen coverage of people overcome by fear, so that they almost forget their humanity and they end up fighting, even coming to blows over things like toilet paper. It's hard not to be overwhelmed. It's hard sometimes not to maybe even be afraid. None of us wants to over-respond, and we don't want to under-respond. So each of us relies on getting the truth so that we can act accordingly. Believe it or not, I think that's what was going on with Nicodemus. I think Nicodemus saw something in Jesus, and I'm sure he didn't want to see Jesus, who was clearly, by his own admission, by Nicodemus' own admission, was a teacher or a man from God. I'm sure Nicodemus didn't want to look at Jesus and overreact or underreact. Now, Nicodemus, probably thankfully, didn't have access to all of the news that we do. Didn't have access to the internet. Didn't have a Twitter account. But that would be kind of fun to come up with a Twitter account name for him, wouldn't it? But he didn't have access to any of those things. So where was he to get his information? Where was Nicodemus to find out the truth? Well, he did a very wise thing, and he went to talk to Jesus to get the truth so that he could act accordingly. And as you heard Elizabeth say in the children's sermon, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was a leader of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin. And this was the group of leaders that was responsible for the trial of Jesus. So to give you a little bit of context, when you think about Pharisees, you probably, like I, don't have a really positive image of a Pharisee. We think about them as being law abiders. We think about them as rule followers. But do you think about them being faithful? You see, it's hard to paint all people with a broad brush. And so I think that Pharisees genuinely wanted to follow God. I think that's why they were so rigid about the rules. They wanted to understand what was going to put them in good favor with God and what was going to separate them from God, and they wanted to act accordingly. But the problem was that their understanding of the law of God and all the rules that help us to live by the law of God, that became the main thing. And it overshadowed what truly was the main thing, and that is the truth of God, and then the truth of God through Jesus. So what got lost was their ability to follow God wherever God chose to lead. And that's important. They were stuck in their understanding of the rules that would help them to follow God. But if God said, hey, I want y'all to go this way, they didn't have the agility, the flexibility to do that. So then what gets lost is their ability to look with love at their neighbor rather than looking at them with the category of, are you a law keeper or a law breaker? So Nicodemus, as you know, came to Jesus by night, and I'm sure he was afraid, because what would the other Pharisees, what would the other leaders on the Sanhedrin, what would they think of him if they knew that he was going to see Jesus? Some may think he's not terribly brave. that he was coming to Jesus by night simply because of fear, and he was overwhelmed with fear. And yet, I think that was actually quite brave of him. Often one of the most risky things you can do is have an open mind. Nicodemus didn't just decide over dinner that night, you know, hey, I think I'm going to go talk to Jesus and go sneak up to him in the darkness. I don't think he did that. My guess is he had been watching Jesus. Something had been stirring in his heart and his soul to the point where he couldn't stay away. He was compelled. He had to go see Jesus. And see, many people, as they get curious and as they wonder about things, especially if it gets into uncharted territory, they shut down their questions. They suppress their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. They shut off their mind. They close off their mind. Because if you see something, if you learn something, if you become aware of something new, you might have to change. You may recall that I've been working with a phrase off and on since my doctoral thesis, and that statement is this: a sign of true faith is being willing to risk conversion for the sake of the truth. I'll do that again. A sign of true faith is being willing to risk conversion for the sake of the truth. And I would put Nicodemus squarely within that. Nicodemus, by his presence, going to see Jesus, I think he was really willing to risk conversion. He was seeking after the truth. And if the way that he was living his life was not in line with the truth, it seems to me that he was willing to change that. So Nicodemus' opening phrase was very powerful. So I want you to hear in his statement, I want you to hear his statement of faith, and that he's actually stating a position opposite of what the Pharisees and religious leaders would say. He said, "Rabbi, we," notice he used "we," not "I," so I'm assuming this implies that other people feel the same way. "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Very, very strong statement of faith. Because later on, people will claim that Jesus is from the devil. And there's so much that happens in the rest of this meeting between Jesus and Nicodemus. But one thing I want to lift up is the whole comment about being born again. As open as Nicodemus was, he was still operating from a paradigm that didn't have a way to understand being born again. Jesus' meaning was not literal, of course, that being born again meant you had to re-enter a womb and be born. But being born from above, being born anew, being born from the Holy Spirit. So having a paradigm or a way of understanding God, life and humanity, which is from God's perspective rather than an earthly perspective. There's evidence that Nicodemus' paradigm shifted over time, because we see him three times in John's Gospel. This is the first that you hear today. But at the end of John's Gospel, we see Nicodemus again. This is after the crucifixion, when they are burying Jesus. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, they bring the herbs and the spices and what's needed to anoint Jesus' body, and they help prepare Jesus' body for burial. In so many ways throughout these readings, we hear where people respond to God's call. Each and every person it involved, risk, decision, and taking a step. Not necessarily a big step, and some it's a huge step. Some is just making movement. So for Nicodemus, you heard about the risk and that he had to make a decision to engage with Jesus at that nighttime meeting. Then he actually got up the courage to leave his home. Because you can imagine, you're sitting there thinking about going and having this meeting. It was very different to sit there and think about it and to get up, open the door, and start walking. Those are the steps. Same with Abram. In response to God's call, God called him to get up and go to the land that I'm going to show you. So that involved huge risk to Abram and to his entire family. That involved risk, making a decision and taking a step. The same thing with God. God made a decision to love us and not hold anything back. He took the tremendous risk and the huge step of sending His Son, not to condemn the world, but that the whole world would be saved through Him. You and I are also called to come to Jesus. And what do you come to Jesus with? Questions? Wondering if you belong or if you are worthy? Fear? Anger? Great sadness? Hope? We hear from Nicodemus not to avoid or to suppress these, but instead to embrace them and to bring them to Jesus. To make the decision to come to Jesus and to trust Him, to take the risk of being open to Jesus and to His leading, and then, with the Holy Spirit leading us, take a step towards His calling. In this, we seek the truth of God so that we don't underreact to the calling of Jesus in our life. In the name of Jesus, Amen.